This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The South Dakota Senate Local Government Committee rejects a bill requiring certain government correspondence to be public records under state law. Senate Minority Leader Billy Sutton sponsors Senate Bill 192. The Democrat from Burke says documents produced using taxpayer funds should be available to the public. The bill mandates emails, calendars, memoranda, and phone records of state employees subject to South Dakota open records law. Tony Venhuizen is Governor Dennis Dugard's chief of staff. He says records requests would force attorneys to go through emails to see if materials could not be disclosed or should be redacted. Senate local government tables the measure on a 5-2 vote. The House State Affairs Committee deferred a similar bill on Monday. A House committee passes a measure that caps out-of-state money to ballot measure question committees. The bill places that cap at $100,000 per entity until it's been recognized in the state for at least 4 years. State Representative Spencer Gosch sponsors House Bill 1216. Gosch says the bill aims to keep special interest money out of the state.
I'm talking about out-of-state, zero interest in the state of South Dakota. And so what is their purpose? What would be the purpose? What is their motivation behind trying to change our laws, other than the fact that it's cheap to do so and we'd be an experiment? I think that money from people that are out of state drowns out the voices of people in state.
Gosch sponsored a similar bill last year that failed in the Senate. He says he was counting on 2 votes in a Senate committee by senators who weren't there for the vote. Governor Dennis Dugard has indicated his support for the measure. Critics of the bill say it is unconstitutional and will likely face a challenge in court. Cloudy tonight with light snow likely from northwest to southeast, lows from 0 to the mid-20s. Cloudy for tomorrow with snow likely, highs for the mid-teens to around 40. And there is a winter weather advisory for portions of the state through Friday morning. This is STPB News.